Hello.
Hello, my through to Teresa.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa. It's James again from
Right.
the committee. Just before I continue on with the call, I just need to ask you data protection questions again.
All
Could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please, Teresa?
right. 13/8/63.
And then your postal address?
98 Main Street, Lansdowne.
Fantastic. And either your mobile number or your email address, please.
To the cycle 95 at gmail.com.
That's not what we've got on file.
Eh?
That's not the email address that we have
All
on
right, Megan McCarroll. At hotmail.com, sorry.
Yep, that's perfectly fine. Don't worry. Just to let you
Right.
know, the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Just continuing on from the witness statement now, Teresa. We
Right.
haven't got long. These questions should be a little bit more straightforward.
Right.
So across all the placements, who were the main people responsible? Can you recall any names, nicknames, their roles, any descriptions or any identifying details? Did you?
Ended up with alcohol. I'm 10 years sober. So there's not a lot I can mind with the blackouts if I didn't know that.
Sorry.
The people's name, but I can mind with some of them, and I can't even mind with some of the places. It's just, I was an alcoholic for 20 years.
Hold on one moment. So, from the people who you can remember at the from some of the placements, can you remember any of the names who were responsible for the abuse that you endured?
No, that just that, Mr.
Just Mr. Air. No problem. Were other
Ayer.
children?
He worked at St. Ninian's High School in Kirkintilloch as well. And used to be a PE teacher there.
As well. He used to be a PE teacher. No problem. So that'll be the next question, Teresa, which will just be, were other children affected, and did you witness abuse or harm to any other children?
No, just some of them come in that a wee boy clung to me because he was thought his head was thrown with creepy crawlies, and I was kind of fear because I didn't want them, but they went and sorted his wee head and that, so I don't know what was wrong with that wee boy. But he just took to me for some reason, think I was his sister, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why, in your own words, do you believe that the staff or the institution knew of the abuse? What was going on?
Aye, they would have known. Because everybody was talking about it. We were all talking about it and sitting and other staff were there. Do you know what I mean? And other wains were saying things and that.
What other wings did you say?
The wains.
Oh.
Well, when I was wee, we were all sitting talking about it and other staff heard everything that was going on. But you need to put that, what do you call it, my house coat up at the door so that they can keep through. And I Stran used to just put that up, get ready, get in the toilet first, get washed, and back in and get my clothes on and put that house coat up at the door. But all the wains done that, but the enemy that was in the kitchen done that, and so they all knew that. I don't know if anything happened to them physically or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I can't remember much about the other ones, do you know what I mean?
that's okay. Don't worry about it. Were complaints ever discouraged, ignored, or punished?
I think that man got sent home that day, then it smacked me. But we had ended up running away, so I never went back. But I was told years later that he got the sack. So he must have done it to somebody else, maybe, and he's got the sack. Do you know what I mean? I've done something, I don't know.
So when you was at any of these placements, if you were to make a complaint about a member of staff or make a complaint about the hygiene of your accommodation, was these complaints ever discouraged to be made? Were these complaints, if they were ever made, ignored or punished?
I don't think they were ignored, no. I don't think the ones were ignored, no. Because there were quite a few things that were said, you know what I mean? So the other staff would have heard it all.
Yeah.
So they would have been complaining themselves to the headmaster, or headmaster, whatever, the person that's called that runs it.
Yeah, can you
know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Do you recall anyone being punished for making a complaint?
I think there was one time I had to, as I said, made that up, I was taught teaching it to swear because I had to polish all down the stairs.
Yeah, to polish all of the stairs because of swearing.
Whatever I'd done something, I don't know what I'd done. I was swearing at the wee birds and so it was great because it was a parrot.
I remember being a parrot.
That's all my punishment I can remember doing these days and these should be about.
Have you ever reported the abuse of the police, an inquiry, a professional or any authority?
No.
And finally, we're moving on to movement between placement and leaving care. So the question is, why did you move between placements and were the reasons ever explained to you?
No.
The reasons were never explained.
No.
That's fine. The next question being, did you run away?
I ran away to the person when I was slapped in. I ran away that day. And then I went back to that one. I think that's when I went into that other one. I don't know if that's the first time I went into your drawers. No, I was called the park. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, that's fine. Did you ever refuse to return or ask to be moved from any of the settings?
What do you mean?
So, when you ran away from any of these placements, did you refuse to return to them once?
Oh, aye, I refused to go back to that one. The man slapped me. So that would have been reported to the social work. Because obviously they had to put me somewhere else.
Yeah.
Couldn't have put me back there. Plus, especially all the lassies chasing me to go to the train as well.
And the social worker was chasing you for the train?
No, the girls that were in the placement were chasing me when I was going for the train to go home for the weekend, but I never went back after that. So I had to get, when they caught me, they put me in another place.
I know. When and at what age did you leave Kerr?
16, I think.
Yeah, and what was your circumstances afterwards?
Well, I ended up pregnant and getting a house and that.
Okay, no worries. And then this next stage is the impact of your time in care. So this will be obviously the overall following from the overall experience, how obviously it impacted your life at the time, then also how it impacted your life following your time in care. So the first question in relation to this, Teresa, is how did the experience affect you at the time?
Well, I was an alcoholic and a drink, just I was in the drink constantly just to blank everything out.
Yeah. In relation to how it affected you, did it affect how you felt in regards to your safety, in regards to your trust, confidence, your sleep, your behavior, education,
I
relationships?
everything affected everything. I think I learned more once I stopped drinking,
You
and that
think you
was
learned
10 years
what?
ago.
Sorry, Teresa, could you repeat that last bit?
That was 10 years ago I stopped drinking because I got put into cotton bail for a night because I was on the tag and I broke it, so they put me into cotton bail, and I prayed to God, I don't want to come back here, and so I get home, and I've never drank since.
How would you say this affected your sleep?
Oh, my sleep's up and down all the time. With my first child, I had the baby blues because I was just at the home then, but I was having a wee baby at 17 and all that. So in the house, it was a lot to take on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, at
But
that age.
I managed to cope with it. But then I had another two girls after that. Then I left my husband. Because I was getting doings and all that. But then I had met somebody else and I had a wee girl, Megan, I'm talking to the new. She doesn't know much about my. Sure, she knows is about my alcohol and all that because she stayed with Auntie's Anne because I was drinking.
Yeah.
So she would bring up her Auntie's Anne. But then now, and she's now, we're now together. And Megan's helped me as much as she can. She's got two wee bairns, but she's doing all right.
That's cool.
So she doesn't really know a lot in between, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But
What would you say your experience affected any of your relationships at all, or your ability to speak up?
what do you mean?
So, in your time during care, well, after you left care, did you find it difficult to establish relationships with people? Not specifically romantic relationships, just relationships with other people in general, like friendships, like colleague relationships, them kind, anything like that.
Well, I've tried. I used to work in a chipping. I've worked in a cafe and all that. So I always went to work to make myself feel better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But then the drink took her, so that wasn't very nice. Put it that way. My other three lasses were in amongst that. Do you know what I mean? So, but their dad wasn't that great either. So, but they didn't know that either, because he knocked one of my teeth out, and I says to my daughter, she says, mother once says, you left me when I was nine. I says, no, when she was six. I says, no, you were nine. I
Yeah.
says, I think who's your dad? But then I went back to the council and asked for it back because they let me sign that when I was drunk. So I wanted it back.
They wanted you to sign what when you were drunk, sorry?
They let me sign the house over to my husband.
Who did?
When I went to the council.
The council let me sign the house over. To your ex-husband, did you say, sorry?
Yes.
And you were drunk at the time?
Yes. And I had to get my divorce because my wee girl, Megan, he was trying to get off me.
Okay, just one second just before. I just don't want to move past this. It seems this is quite important. So right. You were drunk at the time of mm-hmm. it. And was the council aware of this?
Yes. But it was because the Waynes chose the father, because he had nowhere to go and I could go down and stay with my mum. I'm actually still in that house.
Yeah.
Because my mum passed away 15 years ago and I've been in there for 17 years. I don't know, it must have been 17 years away, because I'm in it 17 years. I'm think still 15. It's 17 years away and I'm in that house now.
Yeah.
It's mine. Do you know what I mean? So... But then when I said, the Waynes were saying something about their dad, and I just turned around and says, no, your dad knocked my teeth out. She says, Mum, you tell me you fell on your bike. I says, well, I wasn't going to tell you about your dad. I says, go and ask your dad what he was like. I says, I'm not saying, I wasn't saying anything bad about him because they chose their dad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. There's always two sides.
I says, and that broke my heart as well, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It's not something you want to obviously tell your children what's going on.
They're all thing me because I've got Megan now and I'm with Megan a lot. The new pair became no well. But I've been that way for a while before that. Do you know what I mean? But it's just lately I've been where she's been taking care of me and that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's
not left him in that. She's been really, really great. I get on.
Yeah.
She's going to be my carer as well.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. She's your one familiar and someone who you know as well to be.
Aye. She's really been great towards me.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I would think that she would merely not want to know me because she got her to see her auntie.
Yeah.
The drink, but that's not the case. And her auntie was well looked after with her auntie and she turned out a good lassie. She had a job and all that. You know, she's got two wains and she'll probably be back to work right enough. She's off now because one of them's only about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
One's two. So I do that with contentment, you know what I mean? My heat was just numb.
Yeah, of course. So the next question in regards to the impact, Teresa, has it affected your mental health?
Aye, definitely.
In what way has it affected your mental health?
I don't know. The doctors know and actually say that I've got in. They say, would you call that? I've had depression, suicide attempts, just everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you have any... Do you suffer from any trauma symptoms, like flashbacks, any nightmares?
Yes, because I seen somebody getting killed years ago, but they wanted me to see a psychiatrist, and I didn't want to see the psychiatrist because it was to get money, and I didn't want the money for seeing him getting killed.
Hold on 1 second.
So I think I had that, what do you call it, post-traumatic
PTSD.
PI. Something had that as well. That was 17 years ago.
1 second, while I just type up the notes to read the one moment.
I was always fit because my sister was in, she ended up in a mental hospital and she's got bipolar. And I was always 13 in case I ended up in a mental hospital, but because of the way I am, I've no I ended up. But I went to see a psychiatrist and they said they couldn't see me again because I came out with a string say I was 5 year old to I was 37. So they say they couldn't see me again because my shutters would come down and I wouldn't know I had wings or nothing. I said, oh, I'll get a fright with that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So psychological problems, that's what it's the right doing about me.
Sorry to ask a bit more about this topic, but I just need a little bit more detail.
Aye.
You mentioned previously about suicide attempts.
Aye, I've had a few of them. That was my dad died. My brother says, oh, look, I says, oh, there's my dad's tablets up there, and he says, oh, just take them. And so I did, believe it or not, but and I crawled round the road to the house, and my mum phoned an ambulance. No, in fact, I phoned my friend. She was staying in there at the time. She phoned an ambulance. So I got took in and got my stomach pumped. That was the first time I can remember, but I think there's a few times my veins have remembered them as well. Do you know what I mean? They were always there for me, obviously. Do you know what I mean? They're, at the moment, they're just a wee bit timely because of me Megan all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get them all together. I was in the hospital in February there and I had 24 hours to live.
Oh, my.
And they went like, and they couldn't, they hadn't resuscitate me, so I had to ask the doctor why hadn't they resuscitate me. And she says, because you would have ended up a vegetable. I went, oh, God. So I says I've been stressed out my boat and everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm sorry to ask again, but this will be the last time I'll reference this. Do you roughly know how many attempts you've made?
Oh, quite a few. I'll burn my record. I think there were about 9 in total, I think.
Okay, that's fine. That's all the information we need in relation to the attempts.
Right.
We don't need to speak on it further anymore. The next question is, how has it affected your physical health? So has it affected your sleep? Have you developed any chronic pain, alcohol or substance abuse?
I have been an alcoholic and substance abuse and... I've been on antidepressants for years. I'm on diazepam. I'm on a lot of tablets now, but I've not been suicidal for a while. So they'll give me a dosage box now with all my stuff in it, because they know that I've obviously had to cope with it all myself and deal with myself rather than get put into a place or anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I've managed it myself and going to the doctors right away and telling them everything of how I feel and all that.
Are you able to recall any medication that you currently take now? For any mental health or physical health reasons?
Have you not got a thing there, my?
So at the moment, I've got the only
Fluoxetine.
How do you spell that? Sorry.
F L U O X E L I N E.
Fluoxetine.
Morning and night. I've got one for gout as well for my knee. A Bixipan, that's, I've got a yellow card in case of a bleed of that, so I've got that as well.
How would you spell that, sorry?
APIXABAN.
A Bixipan, yeah.
Physical, that's for my heart. I've got angina as well.
And that's for your heart.
Mm. I don't know the name of this one. I don't know what it's for. E-Y-A-N-O.
E-Y-A-N. Sorry. Could you spell that from the beginning? No, it's okay. Don't apologize. Just could you spell that from the beginning for me?
C-Y-A-N-O-C-O.
Yeah.
B-L-A-M-I-N. I don't know what that's for. I want a day. The next one's diazepam, 2 milligram, morning and night. Then there's another one, Dixican, D-I-G-O-X-I-N. In fact, there's two of them. Wait a minute. One's 125 milligrams and one's 62 milligrams. I don't know what that's for.
Yeah, no worries. That's fine.
My fluoxetine, that's 20 milligram. Puramide. Well, that's water tablets. Ezrabite. Moridate, that's for my heart, I think.
Yeah.
And metformin for my diabetes.
Yeah, no problem. the next question in relation to the impact of CER is, has it affected any relationships, parenting, friendships, intimacy, trust, or isolation?
I haven't.
Could you give brief, short sentence examples of how it's affected your relationships?
I don't know how to explain it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's fine.
There was more tablets here, but you...
Sorry, what was that, Teresa?
There was more tablets here that I had to tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what the tablets are for? Are they for any mental health?
The mental health ones is for fluoxetine. I take mirtazapine. I don't know what the mirtazapine's for. Oprimozol, peppermint oil, that's just P-gabin as well for my legs. Simistatin. D3. And thiamine tablets for my... That's what I've been drinking.
No problem.
All the years.
So the next part of the next question, sorry, is how has it affected education, your work, confidence, opportunities, finances, or any housing or day-to-day stability?
Well, when I split up with my man, I went to see my mum.
Would you say that you're not from your timing curve, it has affected your day-to-day stability?
Uh-huh.
How would you say it has affected your day-to-day stability?
Well, I can't walk that far because of my breathing. I don't know what that's... I've got COPD as well.
You got what, sorry?
COPD.
POPD?
Uh-huh. I'm just taking my tablets and I forgot them.
Yeah, no problem. There's only a handful of more questions left now, Teresa, anyway. So I won't be keeping you on the phone for much longer. Are there triggers, places, smells, authority figures, institutions, or situations that you avoid?
I don't really do it much, as I used to.
So when you did used to go out, this obviously is spanning from when you left Kerr, and then up to now.
Mm-hmm.
When it was there,
I think I was taking panic attacks when I was out and all that. Do you know what I mean? Because I didn't know, I was upside down, really, just no coping with things. Do you know what I mean?
Was there any situations or authority figures or any institutions / buildings what you tried to avoid?
Well, I didn't want to get into a home or anything like that. You know, like, because if it, sometimes I get left up with the police, but they just bring me back, came in the morning, do you know what I mean? Because I think they knew that I was just drunk, disorderly. That's, I wasn't doing him to any harm, it was just myself, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What impact has this had on your life overall, and what do you think may have been different if it had not happened?
Yeah, well, I'd probably hope that they still wouldn't, maybe, whatever.
You'd still be what you say? Sorry, Teresa, would you be able to repeat that again for me?
I say they would probably still be working.
Yeah.
But due to my health, you know, I'm no, obviously, if I've got cancer as well.
I'm sorry to hear that, Teresa.
Because I'm not the kind of DNA here. I went to the orthology and this is, they can't operate because it's on, lymph glands on my vocal cord and it's on a nerve,
mm-hmm.
which would just kill me instantly anyway. That's what he said to me. She's uh-huh. got you this straight to the point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's then she said yeah. they would give me a tablet, but it would make me sick. I said, well, what's the point in giving me a tablet? Because he's like that. Well, like, so they sent me back to Mr. McLean, so he's going to send me back for a scan in October.
Yeah.
To see how I'm getting on, because he says that I've been sweating and all that. But he says he doesn't see any symptoms because I'm stage 3.
Yeah.
Right? And he doesn't understand how I've not got any symptoms.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they're going to look back to it. I'll just take a day at a time. Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It's always best to take things day at a time.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the little things as well as much.
That's
as
it. Aye. Mm-hmm.
So now we're just going on to the support and treatment part. These next few, there's only a couple more questions now, and they should be quite quickly. Have you received counselling, therapy, mental health, addiction, GP, hospital, or any other professional?
I need to have an alcohol counsellor. Her name's, what was her name now? I can't even mind it. God. I met her one day when I went in there, she used to put a pleat in my hair.
She used to what, sorry?
She used to put a pleat in my hair.
She used to plait your hair?
Plait my hair, aye.
Oh.
Oh, what's her name now? Oh. That's terrible. I'm terrible for names, to think of names, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, like, later on, I'll be going, I mean, that name, oh, God.
It's okay, don't worry.
I probably no sleep with thinking about all the names.
The other question is, Teresa, have you been diagnosed with any relevant condition, and have you taken any related medication?
What do you mean?
So that would be in relation to the support that you've received. So have you said that you've been with an alcohol counsellor? So was you like diagnosed as an alcoholic, and was there any medication that you take in relation to that?
I think no, just speaking to me, and I'm on thiamine. They just spoke to me. They just tell you to just have a drink.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? They weren't really that great for me.
Yeah.
if you know what I mean. But I liked the woman, she'd done my hair and that, and then she cheered me up.
And are you receiving support now?
No, I don't need any support, but just my family, just worrying about me, that would be fine. I might at one point need somebody, but I don't know. It depends what they say in October.
Next is the evidence and supporting information. And so just try and answer these questions as the best of your ability. What records may support the statement? So that being CER, social work, school records, medical records, police, counselling, prison/probation records, benefits or other records?
There'll be probation records. There'll be police records. What else? Social work. That's so I can. Have you not got all the records in?
Yeah, we do have records. It's just due to the support, the witness statement and how it goes. I just need to ask you these questions anyway.
Right.
That's all.
That's
are there any records of injuries, running away, behaviour or school changes, self-harm, substance use, complaints, moves or family contact issues?
There might be. I don't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I appreciate that. How
that's perfectly fine. Are there letters, photographs, reports, inquiry evidence, apologies, decisions, or previous correspondence?
No.
No problem. Could any sibling, former resident, relative, friend, partner, or professional provide a supporting statement?
No, really.
No. Okay. Are records missing or incomplete, and has evidence bundle already been obtained? The next part of the witness statement is just to confirm any previous claims, applications or payments that may or may not have been made to you, Teresa. So the question is, have you previously made any civil claim, criminal injuries claim, another redress application, a complaint, police report, inquiry statement or claim to another scheme about this abuse?
No.
No problem. Did you receive any payment, apology, settlement or decision or sign any waiver/discharge?
No.
That's perfectly fine. The next is for the reasons for applying for the redress application scheme. So the question is, why are you applying for the redress scheme, and what would you like to come from telling your story today, Teresa?
Just to see if it'll help other people as well, that they're not the same thing will happen to them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What would an acknowledgement mean to you, Teresa?
What's that?
So the acknowledgement being when we submit the your application to Scottish Redress, the panel will go through your application, and then they will provide any compensation what they deem fit to award you, as well as an acknowledgement of your time incurred and the negligence on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So what would this acknowledgement mean to you?
I don't know.
That's fine. Is there anything else you want Redress Scotland to understand about what happened or the harm that you have lived with?
No, I think that brings up to you everything that I can possibly remember.
It's not from what you remember, so it's just, so this is like your last, like your chance to be able to obviously voice what happened in your opinion. So this is like so it's like you speaking to the panel, like if they were in front of you right now, what would you want to tell them to help them understand about what happened to you and the harm that you've lived with?
Maybe just to how it's all affected me and all the rest of it. I know I've been quite calm today. I'm not great today, but I seem to be quite calm today, do you know what I mean? But normally I'm just creaking through all that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've been fine today. I think because the winds are there, that's how it's made me. I've been all right, nobody, but I'm not great.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good to hear.
That is a lot of asking, do you know what I mean, to try and remember.
Yeah, of course, it's very difficult, you know what I mean? As well. And that's thing, what we want to do when we're going through these this witness statement. We do have to ask you difficult questions.
Yes, I know. That's
we true. Also don't want to, obviously, cause you any distress or anything.
Like I know.
So now it's just a closing and welfare check, Teresa. So it's literally just the last three questions and then we'll be complete for today. So is there anything important that we have not covered or wording that you want handled carefully?
No, nothing that I can think of. It's just, I think, most person group that bothered me when I was in, do you know what I mean? Like, I think...
Nothing that you can think of, no worries. How are you feeling after discussing this?
Stressful.
You feel stressed?
Aye. I'm dying for a fag.
Dying for a fag. Do you feel safe to end the call today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there somebody you can contact for support, or would you like support services details?
No, I think it'll be fine. My daughter's here. I could even go to that alcohol counsellor if I need her.
Yeah.
I just can't remember her name or phone, you know.
Have the next steps been explained to you?
Yes.
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 Fantastic. So, Teresa, that now concludes our witness statement. What will happen next, as you already know, is that we'll go ahead now and I'll go and draft this witness statement from what you have relayed to me today.
Mm-hmm.
It will be provided back to you. And upon being provided back to you, once you've read through it, there will be a box at the bottom for you to sign.
Right.
And that basically will state that the information that you have read is accurate and is something that you have explained and provided
is
to
that,
in detail.
Is that going to Megan's? That's great.
Yeah, that's Megan McCarroll.
Megan McCarroll.
Yeah, that's the...
That's fine, then.
We'll send it to that.
That's great.
Once we're in receipt of your signature, being that the witness statement that you've read out is within your own words, and it's an accurate account, we will then create a bundle of your Scottish Redress application, which will include your witness statement. It will also include any exhibits of supporting evidence that we feel is relevant to put alongside your witness statement. Following that, we will submit it to Redress Scotland, so the panel will be able to view it. We will have to book you in for like a video call at some point. That all this is for is for you to, you'll meet my claims operations manager, Jay, as well as the solicitor for MMA, It is only just to confirm your identity. So what will happen is just you being on a video call, and if you have a passport or your driving license or a provisional license, anything what can confirm that you are who you say you are, it will be for the phone.
My birth certificate, what I do?
That should do fine.
That's fine.
And then once we've been able to verify the identity via video call, it will then be passed to Scottish Redress. Just so you are aware, just due to the procedures of the claims process, it will take around 6 to 8 weeks to be in receipt of a response and a decision. Whichever decision is made, you will be provided with your formal acknowledgement as well as any compensation which is deemed necessary for your application.
That's great.
Is that okay?
That's great, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
I'll
be able to let you go now. You can go for your fag.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.